Joseph's brothers. Yes, we threw him in the pit, and yes, we let the Midianite merchants pull him out and sell him to the slave traders who took him away to Egypt. We bloodied up that coat of his so our father would think Joseph was mauled by a wild animal. We used the blood of a goat kid on the cloak. An ironic touch, don't you think? We had all heard the story of how our father used a slaughtered goat kid and a false garment to deceive his own father. That boy Joseph was a royal pain in the rear, always showing off that multicolored cloak of his just to remind us how much more our father loved him than he loved any of us. And Joseph kept telling us those crazy dreams he had and what they meant, where the sun and the moon and the stars would bow down to him, and how one day we would all be bowing down to him. A little haughty, don't you think? Full of himself. Master of dreams, we called him. It was almost as if he was asking to be thrown into a pit. He needed to be taken down a bit and taught a little humility. But don't you think what we did was all part of the grand plan, so the Lord could work his will? How else would we have all ended up in Egypt for 400 years, so we could be redeemed with that mighty hand and that outstretched arm? Remember that promise God made to Abraham? How would it have happened without Joseph coming first as a slave and telling his dreams to the Egyptian pharaoh and then storing grain for the coming famine so we'd come around later seeking food to feed our families? We were simply the instruments that helped set this into motion. Even Joseph said as much. The famine is upon us, he said, and God has sent me before you to preserve life. Well, we're glad that's how he thinks, and glad he doesn't hold any grudges. It is not you who sent me down to Egypt, Joseph told us, but God. While you meant to do evil toward me, God meant good. Well, we are thankful he has shown compassion and forgiven us. There's a lesson there.